Mom had a new granddaughter, 8 pounds. And so he had to go and say, Senator Westland, Senator Monty Sanderson, come on down.
Right now.
Thank you. Okay. Senate Committee, see, I do this every time. Senate Committee on Human Services Subcommittee will now come to order. Did I do it there?
You got it.
Hey. Rocky, we'd like for you to join us up here, and Rocky will be working on Senate Bill 5576, Insurance Pool Governing Board. We're going to ask Rocky to join us. Anybody else?
Maybe Bruce, too.
Dr. Goldberg, would you join us, too, please? You thought you were going to get away, didn't you?
That's right.
John, before.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, you received my memorandum yesterday. I took this around to your offices, and we have actually gone over a lot of this before. Previously, we had $1 million general fund cut. That has been changed to about an $800,000 cut in this version of the bill. And this bill would also establish a special purpose appropriation of $4 million general fund that could be used either to fund FEOP, the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program, or if the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services give us permission, it could be used in the Children's Health Insurance Program or perhaps even in the OHP Standard Program within the Department of Human Services. In addition to those budgetary changes, there are some performance measures that we will want to go through. But at this point, I would ask you to flip over to the third page in this packet, which is a spreadsheet. Again, we've been over most of this. You'll see at the top the 2005-07 governor's recommended budget. You see on lines 1 and 2 PERS adjustments and attorney general adjustments, which you're familiar with. Then on line 3, there is an information, education, and outreach reduction of services and supplies of $82,000 almost. Line 4, a FEOP fund shift using available other funds revenue in lieu of general fund. Line 5 is to add tobacco settlement carryover, which originated in the 01-03 biennium, has not yet been spent. We'd like to carry that over, and they need other funds limitation here to do so into the 05-07 biennium. Line 6 is to add other funds, federal funds earned but not yet received to the 2005-07 budget. That's the $1,035,000. Line 7 is to reduce FEOP subsidies by about $500,000 general fund and related federal match. Again, you'll recall that other funds in this agency from DHS represent federal match. And line 9 then reaches federal funds or another funds, federal funds from DHS target for maintenance of effort and make sure that they have enough federal, in this instance, other fund limitation to be able to spend all of their general fund, its federal fund match on line 9. The reason for the increase is that both the match rates for Medicaid and for the Children's Health Insurance Program have increased since the governor's budget was developed, and secondly, that there is a higher percentage of CHIP expenditures in the final budget compared to the governor's recommended budget. Line 10 is new. And that is a reduction of $4 million general fund, $9.6 million other funds, which represents the other funds, federal funds, expenditure limitation. And that $4 million then is added on line 13 to establish a special purpose appropriation to the emergency board. at the time that that money is allocated either to FEOP or to the Department of Human Services, the emergency board can add necessary federal or other funds expenditure limitation, depending on where it goes.
If I could interrupt, so the specific number would be tailored to the specific enrollments or lack thereof in the individual plans. Whatever portion of this $4 million was utilized, then there would be an appropriate matching of federal dollars up to this $9,560,000.
Madam Chair and Senator Westland, that's right. That's exactly right. And it depends on where that money is allocated.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, half of that money could be allocated to the Department of Human Services and half could be allocated to the Insurance Pool Governing Board. It all depends on the response from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid
right.
mm-hmm. Services. So it just depends mm-hmm. on that. The overall change, as I said, is about an $800,000 general fund reduction. That's on line 15. Now, a little bit more on the special purpose appropriation. When we talked about this a week or two ago, I think I used the number of $10 million, and this obviously is considerably less than that.
We forgave you, though.
Well, Dr. Bruce Goldberg and I asked the agency to prepare an analysis, and what we asked them to do was to keep the group enrollment within the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program open for the entire biennium and close enrollment to the individual side of the FEOP program beginning with the November Emergency Board. And then what we asked them to do was to calculate the level of general fund savings that would result from doing that. They came in with a number of $2 million general fund, which was actually a lot less than I thought it would be. We're including a $4 million special purpose appropriation in case the forecasts for both the group or the individual caseloads do not materialize the way the Insurance Pool Governing Board believes that they will. Right now, they're on track, but if the caseload growth were not as high as was included in that analysis, then conceivably more could go in a different direction.
So, John, are you saying that in the event we take the $4 billion and say we use it for check, that there are enough dollars left in the system so that Rocky can do his marketing and any other unforeseen emergency that might come in?
Madam Chair and members, yes, although the emergency board has to make a good decision here.
Right.
And if, for example, they're on track and the decision is made to keep the group side open within FEOP, and Rocky has a projection of his expenditures, it would be incumbent upon the emergency board to allocate some money to the FEOP program and some money, assuming CMS gives its approval, over to DHS.
Right.
Once the money is allocated, it can't come back. The emergency board can't take away from right. the Department of Human Services and give it back to FEOP. So the decision has to be a good one.
Right. And colleagues, I've talked with Rocky, and he feels very comfortable that he's covered and that will be no problem.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
May I interrupt? Your ABLE staff is back there bothering a group of distinguished individuals, and
yeah.
I was wondering if you couldn't just introduce us.
Thank you, Senator Westland. The Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Lynx Incorporated, OES Women of the Thank you. Masons, that's what I was trying to think of, are visiting with us today. These are women of purpose and a mission in our community. They're all civic organizations that give scholarships to kids in the state of Oregon, not just North Northeast Portland. So they're visiting with us today to learn more about the political process. I want to personally welcome you here. And they're across all district lines from as far away as Clackamas in terms of far away into North Northeast Portland. So thank you, ladies, for being with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Westland. So I want you to find comfort in knowing that John and Rocky and Dr. Goldberg had looked very seriously at this, and the numbers have been dealt with, and everybody is comfortable, and they want John to hurry and get through so they can go. That's what they want.
Okay.
But John, before we go, and because there was a lot of discussion as to fee up. I don't know if the rest of you have received an awful lot of mail with respect to that, and I think the assurance is that Rocky, that we don't close the door. What I'm hearing is that the door is not closed, and I need to put that on. It's that correct,
right,
Madam
that's
Chair?
That's what we were putting on the record,
and
make sure you guys can feel comfortable about this, so when your constituents call, that there's enough for marketing, there's enough for unforeseen incidences. The only thing that would be closed is John has just said to you that for a period after November that the individual plan will be closed and the group plan will be open, and that is all designed to be able to help working poor people who have no insurance and have opportunity to have access.
Then my next question is that I know we've had discussion on increasing the number of children and whether or not that number that we're looking at is within the legislative scope that we did last session.
Becky. John.
Let me respond, Madam
John.
Chair,
okay.
Senator Winters. When we looked at this a couple of weeks ago, the $10 million, as I recall, was going to could purchase coverage for upwards of 13,000 and 14,000 children, and that is true, as it turns out, whether it goes into the Children's Health Insurance Program or whether it was used to purchase coverage for children within FEOP. The pricing on a per member per month cost is very close. However, one of the arguments that's been made is that the CHIP coverage is a more expansive coverage than most commercial coverage. And Bruce or Rocky could comment on that.
I believe my question goes to the enabling legislation that allowed us to, I think last session we went up to, what, 200% or 300%. And I'm looking at the enabling legislation to assure that that's in place.
Madam Chair and Senator Winters, that's an excellent question. Because earlier, when we talked about this earlier, I had made the comment that I believe that the number would have to be raised through a programmatic change bill above 200% of federal poverty level to something higher. My understanding from Dr. Goldberg is that probably is not necessary, that there are a number of kids who are in households with incomes below 200% that we could capture with these dollars if we had the ability to do so.
So it's within the framework of where we already are, that there are a number of kids that are not being served, we can go there.
So that's within our existing framework.
That's right.
It is within our existing statutory framework. I don't want to minimize the effort that it's going to take to deal with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to reroute or redirect some of this maintenance of effort. That's going to take some effort on the part of Bruce and others to do that.
Okay. Ladies, we have before us today the Insurance Pool Governing Board, and it is an insurance carrier that is outside of the commercial system, whereby those people who are uninsured can get health insurance. And the issue that I want to see happen right now is that if there are any dollars left over from the work that is ongoing, that those dollars will go to children who are at the 200% level, poverty level. And that's the discussion that is going on right now.
Madam Chair, I will continue if you'd
Please
like.
Please do.
If you flip over a couple of pages, you'll see my hand-engrossed version of Senate Bill 5576. I started with Senate Bill 5516, which was the original Insurance Pool Governing Board bill. This would be Senate Bill 5576, and the first number in Section 1 would be 22,085,139. Section 2, the number changes to 1,770,925. Section 3, 55,670,432. And then I would propose adding Section 4, which would establish the special purpose appropriation. And that language is on the next page, if you'll take a moment to look at that. Section 4 reads, in addition to and not in lieu of any other appropriation, there is appropriated to the Emergency Board for the biennium beginning July 1, 2005, out of the general fund, the amount of $4 million for allocation to the Insurance Pool Governing Board or the Department of Human Services to meet Oregon Health Plan maintenance of effort requirements in either the Department of Human Services or the Insurance Pool Governing Board. If any of the monies described in this section are not allocated by the Emergency Board by June 30, 2006, the unallocated monies become available for any purpose for which the Emergency Board may lawfully allocate funds. Now, I would propose that in our budget report, we talk about the necessity of making this decision fairly soon. We talked again about a November 2005 deadline. I provided in this draft some leeway, a little bit of leeway, but the budget report, I believe, should talk about the fact that we want this to be the decision to be made by November of 2005 in order to allow, if the answer from CMS is no, we would like Mr. King to be able to go ahead and use the money. But again, this allows for a little bit of leeway. Some of the appropriation, a good bit of it could be allocated in November, but if the E-Board wanted to hold some back and then allocate more in January or April of 2006, they could do so.
Colleagues, I felt very comfortable with this forward-moving legislation and a change here in Senate Bill 56, what is it? 5576, and asked John to go forth on it. Senator Westland.
Madam Chair, the amendment, Section 4, last sentence. If any of the monies described in this section are not allocated by the Emergency Board, the unallocated monies become available for any purpose. Am I just nervous? I mean, we're talking about healthcare dollars here.
Right.
That doesn't say that.
John?
No, Madam Chair. And Senator Westland, it doesn't say that. It would allow it to happen. For example, if the Emergency Board had not allocated all $4 million by June 30th, whatever was left would go to the Emergency Board for any purpose, including this purpose, as a matter of fact.
Ben, I felt comfortable enough with that being open because of you and Jackie and me and other healthcare people, debates on Ways and Means E-Board. I'm hoping out there, Mr. President, that it would be enough of us to protect those dollars in terms of making sure they stay in the healthcare arena.
But they could get just isolated if you couldn't get agreement on where to spend them. They could just stay there.
Ben?
I like the language, Madam Chair.
Okay, I thought so. Moving right on, Senator Wendy. Thank you, John. Go forward.
Well, Madam Chair and members, there's a risk here, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. And Senator Westland is pointing that out. The concern, I mean, there was a suggestion, for example, when I vetted this language with others, to have the money become, go automatically to the account. And that's okay. It is legal. It legally passes muster. But I think the problem with that is then if there's no agreement, it defaults back to the IPGB, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just saying that the e-board couldn't reach, make a decision. So obviously there is some risk here. That's for sure.
On a serious side, then you'd feel better with it. I don't know whether we can get it to do then. Because of, you know, the ones above us, they call them co-chairs.
We could be talking about several million dollars here. I'm assuming a portion of that $4 million will be utilized in fiat as we go forward. And then, you know, what's left over, and we all fight hard enough for health care. You want to take a 30-second recess?
Yeah. Recess first. Is John to direct you to change your language to reflect that the dollars will stay in FIOP or the health, whichever, maybe FIOP.
No, it has to be FIOP.
Yes, you say it.
The unallocated monies become or will be allocated.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question of Dr. Goldberg and Rocky? What problems would occur if you had in the language both FEOP and HELP?
Before you answer that question, let me thank you ladies for coming to be a part of your legislature today. So please feel free to come back again. Thanks. Dr. Goldberg.
Madam Chair, Senator Winters, the issue is the dollars need to go towards meeting our maintenance of effort.
Okay.
What we are attempting and what we'd like to do is to be able to approach CMS to look for alternative ways to have maintenance of effort met outside of the FEOP program within the health plan. If we get approval, the dollars can go to that and count towards our MOE, okay. And we will stay fine with CMS.
Okay.
If we don't get approval, then we would want to be certain that those dollars went to FEOP so that we could continue to meet our maintenance of effort and not be out of compliance with the federal government.
John, would you read a conceptual amendment here?
Yes. The last line is gone.
Okay.
And I wrote, the unallocated monies will be allocated to the insurance pool governing board.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move we amend the amendment in Section 4 to read as LFO just reported, the unallocated monies will be allocated to the insurance pool governing board.
Deleting the last line.
We are in what work session? Any opposition?
Ma'am, just a technical in the background, an intention that where you have expenditures made in the Children's Health Insurance Program instead of just or and or, so that it encompasses both.
Exactly. And that's or, exactly or, what I said, Madam Chair.
Yeah. In the background intention.
This is not part of the bill.
It's not a part of
some information I wanted on this piece of paper.
So read again, John.
The Section 4 or the...
I want clarification from this.
If any of the monies described in this section are not allocated by the Emergency Board by June 30th, 2006, the unallocated monies will be allocated to the Insurance Pool Governing Board.
Okay, I see heads shaking. Thank you.
How about reallocation?
Would you just, Mr. Wordsmith?
How about this? We will talk to Ledge Council
and get
the language right.
Madam Chair, we need to adopt now the conceptual amendments to Senate Bill 5576, or have we done that?
We have not.
Oh, Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the conceptual amendments to Senate Bill 5576.
Senator Montes Anderson has moved the conceptual language for Senate Bill 5576 in entirety. And are there questions?
Are you to pass it on the whole thing as amended?
As amended.
Then I will give you a courtesy vote.
Thank you. Let the record show that Senator Winters is giving us a courtesy vote out of committee. No, Mr. Westman?
I'm giving us an enthusiastic vote out of committee.
No further objection.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 5576 as amended to the full Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Montes Anderson moves Senate Bill 5576 as amended to the full Senate Budget Committee. Any objections?
Just my courtesy.
Senator Winters, give a courtesy vote in the passage. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, we have one other piece of business to take care of, which are the performance measurements. They are on the pages following the Section 4 amendment.
Okay.
John, Madam Chair, may I be excused?
You may.
Thank you.
Are you comfortable with
the potty?
Okay.
That's a very personal question.
There's going to be, but you're not out of this yet.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am.
You are, Dr. Goldberg. That's just Rocky. You can't go Rocky. Thank you, Dr. Goldberg.
You're on your own.
Okay.
I'm aware of a couple of changes and have one question to be asked of the Insurance Pool Governing Board.
Okay.
We talked about these performance measurements last time. About the middle of the page, there is Goal 1, FEOP administrative expenses as a percentage of total cost. Right now, the targets are 10% each. And my question is, do you wish to change those to 9% based on the new budget?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the members of the committee, for the record, my name is Rocky King. I'm the administrator for the Insurance Pool Governing Board. Mr. Britton, in answer to your question, we would support reducing that 10% to 9%, which was what we discussed, I believe, at the last hearing.
Okay. And likewise, the last two performance measures, the number of businesses who purchase an IPGB certified plan. Mr. King has revised those targets or would like to revise those targets to 100 and 400 rather than the 500 and 1500. And I support that
100
request.
To 400.
100 and 400 rather than the 500 and the 1500.
Exactly. An objection?
Not at all.
So.
And likewise, the next one, the revision on the number of children enrolled in an IPGB children's group plan, 400 rather than the 1,500, and 800 rather than the 4,500.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, tell me why on those.
Madam Chair, on the... We have about a $800,000 cut in the administration, or not, general fund.
Mm-hmm.
About $81,000 of that is out of the information outreach program, which is primarily focused on the certified plans. So some of those targets are going to come down. Now, this doesn't impact FEOP. It really talks about the children's group plan. We just, until we know we can make maintenance of effort, all of our efforts have to be towards, I think, that FEOP program, so we're having a little lag in the run-up in that. But we believe that we'll have, I mean, right now we have about 11 businesses, 100 people enrolled, 60 of those are adults, 4 are children. We're figuring that if we can, over the next couple years, do another 90 businesses, we'd be very happy with that. And we're getting about 4 to 5 kids per business that we enroll in one of the certified plans.
What I'd like for you to do the next session is to report on us your successes as well as the barriers.
Madam Chair, in fact, there is a sunset in the certified plans, so we will need to come back and reauthorize, and the only way to do that is to provide you with the information in terms of our experience and what has been the good and the bad and what have been the problems as well as the successes, so it's our intent to do that.
Madam Chair, I want to appreciate your asking for the good and the bad, because consistently, on the one hand, I kind of think about fiddler on the roof. On the one hand, we have expectations that of this agency that we want them to be able to go out and do good and enroll individuals in health insurance plans. And then on the other hand, we say, well, but you know what? We've taken your money and we're going to cut it. We're not going to let you do advertising. We're not going to let you do some of the things in order for them to be successful. So I'm appreciative that you asked for both the good and the bad, because I don't want to later that when they haven't reached some of these objectives, the overarching objectives, that we can look back at this body and say that it was because of the policy decisions that have been made here. And I think the rock's in our pocket this time.
Well, I think Rocky knows over the year that I'm probably the legislature's worst critic, because I do point out when we have done the bad and know that I don't mind it at all. Any further comments?
Do we need to approve the changes in the...
We certainly do need to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do I move it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I move to approve the recommended budget. Well, we already did the budget adjustments and performance measures. Mm-hmm. Change.
Are there any objections and any corrections? Thank you very much. We will approve performance measures.
All of them.
All the performance measures for
the revised targets.
For the revised targets. Any further discussion? So moved.
Thank you.
No suggestions? We're dismissed.
Good deal.
Okay.